instead of this idea that we're settling into the present moment as if it's one thing, it's more useful to have the sense of settling into the present moment experiencing. If the mind is willing to be interested, it can be seen that the flow of experiencing never ceases. Settling into the experiencing of sensation, the experiencing of sight and sound, and the experiencing of the movement of thought. How to peacefully coexist with the changing, unfolding nature of experiences coming and going. So for this guided meditation, this practice time, we take up the instructions of the Buddha, who evidently said in so many different ways how valuable it is to observe the changing nature of the mind and body. So let's take up the instruction and notice the effect of following through with this instruction, to notice the changing nature of the breath, if that's a common object of experiencing for us, or to notice not so much the content of thought, but the changing nature of thought, or whatever else that arises and is being known in experience. So again, there's actually no need to have a preference for the object that's being known in the moment. Instead, whatever object is being known, noticing the changing, inconstant nature of that particular experience. And of course, we don't need to do anything special. It's simply an interest in seeing the truth or seeing the way that it is. More like an open question. Is this moment of experiencing revealing this characteristic of change and constancy? And what is the effect on the heart in observing change, the inconstant, ephemeral nature of this unfolding, experiencing? So even if the mind gets itself in a little box of worry or planning, as soon as this is known, just notice what happens. Notice how the correcting or the abandoning of that particular drama happens. We don't have to want to get rid of thought. Thought goes away on its own. some experiences seem to have more stability than others. For example, the experience of calm as an experience is a relatively useful place to rest the mind in that experience of calm or peace. As long as conditions are suitable, that peace has the appearance of being steady, constant. But even while seeing peace or calm, there's an understanding that this too will pass. So with this training and seeing the impermanent nature, the changing nature of phenomena, we're realizing the peace of not needing, the mind not needing a resting place. You could say that the resting place is wisdom. Wisdom that's okay with things being the way that they are, impermanent. So let's continue for the last 10 minutes or so in silence. a very real sense, we can be grateful for the experiences that come and go, instead of having to control them or to have preference for the kind of experiences that are coming and going. We can allow the different experiences to teach the heart that everything is changing. No matter what the experience is now that's being known, it has this capacity to teach that everything is changing, coming and going.